helping Yorkshire business succeed. This is Stray FM's Business Hub.
With Cartridge World Harrogate, the world experts in printers.
Why, hello there. Welcome to this week's Business Hub podcast. My name's Tom Howland. I'm in for James Stanley this week. But all the usual things happening on this week's podcast, we'll be hearing from some brilliant local businesses, including HQ personnel, who are telling us all about what it's like to be a candidate working through a recruitment agency and how it could be great for businesses as well. We'll also be hearing from Visit Otley, the team there telling us all about the Otley Business Awards and what Visit Otley is doing for the town as they push to move forward. And we'll also be hearing from David Waterhouse, who is Yorkshire's Arla representative. I'll let him describe what Arla is a little bit later on in the show, and why is a letting agent on the show? Again, I'll let him give you the answer to that question very, very soon. But first, on this week's Business Hub, it's time to get the latest business headlines.
The Business News Desk on Stray FM.
With NIC Cleaning Services, making headline news with the cleanest offices in town.
So welcome to the show then, Stray Managing Director Sarah Barry. Thanks for joining us again for the Business News Desk. Actually, I feel like I'm joining you for the Business News Desk.
I was going to say. Yeah.
Maybe you should be welcoming
nice
me.
Nice change. Welcome, Tom.
Thank you very much. So some big stories in the business world this week. First of all, we will just mention last week on the show, we talked about, or yourself and James talked about Visit Otley and the Otley Business Awards and all
we
the great work
did.
Going on over there.
So much great work going on in Otley. Yeah, working very, very closely together to wave the flag, all the businesses, really proud to be associated with that.
Oh, there's an idea, an Otley flag.
That's
they
a
should
good
do that.
Idea.
We could have a competition. There will be more from Visit Otley on this show later on, so do stay tuned for that. But elsewhere this week, there's a big story about women in business and women in boardrooms particularly. The story here says that women are being held back from senior posts because of what's been called an old boys network in some company boardrooms. And this has come from the Equality and Human Rights Commission that says 3 in 5 firms in the FTSE 350 are failing to meet the target of 25% women on their boards. It also says that fewer than half of the companies increased their female board representation over recent years. And that's been a target that's been around for, it's not recent, is it? It's been around for a while.
No, it's several years as far as I know. And you can't really argue with the facts. So still to this day, the men to female ratio, male to female ratio, is still only 4 to 1.
Wow.
In favour of men, of course. This is in the top 350 companies. So with 3 or more male members of the board, 96% of companies still have that ratio. And then for women, only 6% of companies have 3 or more females. I'm not surprised, though, Tom, because when you think about it, there are less women, full stop, in the workplace.
Yes.
You know, if you think, we are getting better. So since, for example, 1971, before I was born, I'm delighted to say, there's not many things I can say that about these days. But only 53% of the women from age 16 to 64 were in the workplace. But now we've got 13 million women. So 67% of all women are in the workforce. But it's still going to be less.
Yeah.
Being a female, obviously myself, and in management position, I am really tied with how I feel about this. There's still 35%. Of all the managers in the UK, managers director level are women, which were still above the average in the EU. So that's good news, and it is on the increase as more women become available and ready for these senior positions.
It takes time, doesn't it, to come through?
Exactly my point. There's also this question mark over whether these senior positions are actually being advertised properly. Are they just being recruited internally, and therefore women aren't getting the opportunity to even apply for the positions? So unless somebody enforces that ruling and enforces the fact and makes it compulsory that this quota has to happen, this 25%, I fail to see how this is going to move any quicker at the moment.
Absolutely. And that's where the phrase old boys network
comes in a little bit, doesn't it? It does sound archaic. You know, when you read that, you think it doesn't sound right. I mean, it's certainly not right in my world. I just stand by the, you know, mantra that I always have. It's the best person for the job If you happen to be a woman, so be it.
Absolutely. And that should be applied across all things, not just genders, across all measures of diversity. Absolutely. In other news, this is going to affect people, obviously, who work in the property sector, but I think a lot of people are looking at property as an investment personally for their money as well, particularly successful business people. And there's some worrying news if you are renting your home and are wanting to get onto the housing ladder, and perhaps you're at the other end of this, you're a renter rather than a landlord. Harrogate Property Consultant has warned that increased taxes on buy-to-let properties could increase the cost of renting. So we heard in the budget that stamp duty on second home purchases is going to rise 3%, and that was coming in, I think, on the 1st of April.
1st of April.
And despite this move being seen as hitting higher earners, Alex Goldstein, local property expert, says it could have a knock-on impact on renters.
I think you could run the risk of instantly cutting off the supply of rental properties for tenants. As we know, if there's a lack of supply, demand's going to go up, and then if you are a tenant, then your rental price per month is going to go up.
Interesting this, because it has been a flagship thing on, you know, people buying up properties and therefore taking properties away or making them too expensive for first-time buyers. But actually, first-time buyers have got to live somewhere before they start to buy.
This is a huge area of concern, particularly for Harrogate and Knaresborough. I mean, I've had a look at the stats across the UK and how this is going to affect the housing market across the UK. So, for example, this new stamp duty, sort of leverage, if you like, in at 3%, that's the increase. Most house buyers, believe it or not, are going to benefit from this in the UK, particularly in London and the South. Harrogate and Knaresborough, we're in this bubble, aren't we? So let me give you an example of how big a difference this is. So the average house price in Harrogate and Knaresborough is about £264,000. If you're buying a house worth £275,000 from the 1st of April, you pay a stamp duty of £12,000. Wow. It was £3,750 before.
That's no small increase, is it?
It's huge. So clearly there is going to be a massive impact if you're going to try and recoup that money back from people who are renting your property. But what an increase. So what's this going to do? It's going to have an impact. People are going to stay put a bit longer, I think. But also, we have seen as a result, particularly in our area, a bit of a surge pre-1st of April, apparently in Jan and Feb, and there's apparently been a bit of a panic buying mode.
I was actually in a solicitor's just this morning,
right,
who was telling me that on an average day, they can handle up to 30 completions of sales. On Thursday of this week, the 31st of March, they will be doing 67 completions to get them in before the stamp duty rises.
Well, you can, with the figures that I've just shown you, the example there, you can totally get that, can't you? Totally understandable. But yeah, we are just in this bubble in Harrogate, and that is just the way it is.
The final story on this week's Business News Desk is one about a big local attraction. Parlo Carr is bringing in a big name to work with them for some landscape gardening. Nigel Dunnett is a designer who has designed the Olympic Park Gardens. This is a big name coming into Harrogate. And Harlow Carr's recently announced it's seen a record number of visitors last year, and I imagine this is only going to improve that.
His brief is to develop the master plan for Harlow Carr going forward. I love that. It sounds big.
It does, doesn't it?
So, yeah, I didn't realise this, but Harlow Carr had 375,000 visitors last year. What I love about this story, though, is the huge amount of investment that the Royal Horticultural Society are putting into Harlow Carr. They invested last year heavily in buying the Harrogate Arms. But if you're local, you'll know all about that. And it shows that they are continuing, really, to invest in what is going to be a really big success story going forward. It is called the latest stage in their strategy as well, which leads you to think there's going to be even more exciting news. Can only be good for Harrogate.
Absolutely. The more tourist attractions that are doing well, being invested in, the more tourists that are going to come through, and that's great for the economy.
Brilliant for the economy, all that spin-off business. So, yeah, we welcome you, Nigel, into our area.
Yeah, anyone who's got connections to the Olympics is fine by
exactly.
me.
Exactly, good enough for us.
Yeah, absolutely. Sarah, thank you very much. And as I said earlier, we'll hear more from Visit Otley later on the show.
Thank you.
The Business News Desk on Stray FM.
With NIC Cleaning Services, the professional's choice for trustworthy, reliable contract cleaning. JFM's Business Hub with Cartridge World Harrogate, home to Yorkshire's largest selection of printer cartridges.
This is the Business Hub podcast on Stray FM with Cartridge World Harrogate. My name's Tom Harland. In for James Stanley this week. Normal service resumed next week. Right, still to come on the show, we've got HQ personnel talking to us about what it's like to be a candidate working for a recruitment agency. If you're thinking of changing job, it could be the thing that gives you the push to do it, how they can support you through that. And equally, if you're a business, it's very useful to find out what candidates going through a recruitment agency might be hearing. So keep listening. We'll also be off to Otley, where Beth Parsons visit Otley to find out what's going on in the town as they strive to bring more recognition to the place. But first, before all of that, let's talk to a letting agent. Sounds a bit odd, doesn't it, on the Business Hub? Have a listen to this.
Angus Roberts Letting Agent on Stray FM's Business Hub.
Let's be honest, there's one reason we're in business, and that is money. And when you've made your money, you're often looking for somewhere to invest it, and there are a range of options out there. This is David Waterhouse.
Hi.
David is the director of Angus Roberts Letting Agents. What is he doing on the Business Hub?
I suppose people would automatically think that we should be on more a lifestyle thing, because it's about selling houses, buying houses. But renting a house, being a landlord, is a business transaction. It's part of your planning, whether you're sorting something for your pension, for your kids, or just looking out for yourself and having it as part of a balanced portfolio. So renting a property is a business transaction.
It's completely different to buying a house to live in, isn't it? That's buying a home, somewhere you want to live and bring up your family. With letting, you're never going to live there. It's a business. It's about money.
The most important thing when you go to buy a rental property or look at buying a rental property is you are not buying a home. You're buying somebody else's home, but you're buying an investment, and you're one of the most important decisions that you're taking when you buy it is you're looking at the day you're going to sell it. You're hoping that it's going to give a good return, you're hoping that the people are going to look after it, but ultimately that's exactly what's happening. Somebody else is going to look after it, somebody else in effect is going to buy it for you.
It's important to remember that investment property is not your home. So if the walls are a hotter pink than a pair of hot pants in Leeds city centre on a weekend, that doesn't matter.
The colour of the walls is something that you can easily change. Yeah. And the furniture, unless you're looking to buy and be involved in buy-to-let and renting property in the middle of a big city, be it Leeds or Sheffield or somewhere like that where you've got students, then you're more than likely going to have unfurnished anyway. So all you want to do is provide them with a blank canvas so they can then make it their home.
What makes letting an attractive investment rather than, you know, the more conventional investments that people, when you hear the word investment, you think, oh, stocks, shares, ISAs, all those kind of things. What makes it an attractive investment?
Well, I was always taught, school, parents, whatever, that you never put all your eggs in one basket. So yes, have a pension. Yes, have shares. Yes, have an ISA. But also, property's been a very, very good, sound investment if you buy the right property for the last 20 years. And that's why buying a rental property is still a good, sound investment. You're either going to look at it simply from a perspective of getting a good yield, which is the amount of rent you get versus what it cost you, or you're going to look at it from that perspective and also because you think that the property is going to go up in value over the lifespan of the time you're wanting to own it.
What's the appeal of investing in property? Is it just because people have maxed out their other investment opportunities?
Most people, certainly around here in the area where we deal, they're looking at it more as it's one of their first stops rather than one of their last stops. Mm-hmm. So they're not looking to have something which is potentially mortgaged up to the hilt. They're looking at something where they're going to invest their money, they're going to get a decent return, and with the help of a good agent like us, they're going to have it looked after properly.
We hear a lot about the risks of property. Could things go wrong? What are the risks that we should be aware of?
Well, the risks are always that you're going to get somebody who will go into the property and they may not look after it in the way that you would look after it. But that's why you employ a good agent. They can't legislate against how people live, but they can certainly make sure that the property is being looked after. And a good agent will only have one customer, and that's the landlord, not the tenant. The tenant's really important, but at the end of the day, it's the landlord. The other risks are that, unfortunately, we're not regulated. But as an industry, there are bodies which we can be a member of, which will help landlords have confidence in the fact that the people they're dealing with are professionals. The most well-known of those is ALA, the Association of Residential Letting Agents. And ALA have the ear of government. They've been very involved with a lot of the legislation that's come out recently, because it is quite an industry that's shrouded in and has to look after and deal with a lot of legislation. And I personally happen to be the ALA rep for Yorkshire. So obviously we have a really good in-depth knowledge of what's going on and what can be done to help landlords and steer them through a service that requires a professional. We all have a professional if we're looking after our pension, or a professional to look after our nice car. Why wouldn't you have a professional look after what is a major investment, which is a property? The beauty of a property, as opposed to an ISA or a pension or something else, is you can go and kick it. It's there. It's real.
Yeah. It's not just numbers on a screen or a piece of paper, is it?
It's not just numbers on a screen.
Although the letting industry is not regulated, there is a lot of legislation in place to protect tenants and landlords.
We have to comply with a lot of regulation, the latest being the Right to Rent. There's also been the Deregulation Act, which enables people to get their property back if they need to, whether they want to put a family member in there or because they want to sell it. And it's really important that the agent you're dealing with has got client money protection, so you know that any money you give them or the tenant gives is going to be protected. Yeah. And of course, there's the Property Ombudsman, which we are a member of, so there's always a right of reply.
If I've learned nothing else from all those reruns of Homes Under the Hammer, it's that another risk to your investment could be choosing the wrong property.
If you go back when buy-to-let really got going and when the crash came, there were a lot of people lost an awful lot of money in buy-to-let. It got a bad name. But one of the reasons was because there was a bit of a feeling of getting carried away. People buying flats, apartments. Flats and apartments off-plan, brilliant idea. But one, you need to know that the investment you're making is a sound one. You need to look at all of the charges that are going to be associated with your property. So if you buy an apartment, you need to understand that there's maybe ground rent, there will be service charges. If you buy a house, it can appeal to anybody. At the end of the day, there aren't those same concerns because you own it. Also, of course, it will appeal to a wider market because you may be happy to allow them to have a pet, a cat or something like that, which you can't do in an apartment because the head lease will tell you you can't do that. So what we do is any landlord of ours, the extra service that they get is that before they've even committed to buying it, me, one of my staff, will go with them, actually go and visit the property and actually tell them, OK, if you did this, you might get that. I wouldn't do this because of that. Helping them through the whole journey of buying and renting a property. It's a big, big decision. And that's why we say we're a professional who we believe should be treated as a professional and as part of that service that they are looking for of a professional.
So, David, if people want some advice on this potential investment and getting the most out of the investment, how could they contact you for some more?
The best thing they can do is I'm more than happy to speak to people directly, one-to-one, no obligation, no fee, nothing. If they want to check out us, check our website, angusroberts.com, or call us. We're on an Ilkley number, 811-320.
Angus Roberts Letting Agent on Stray FM's Business Hub.
Stray FM's Business Hub with Cartridge World Harrogate, home to Yorkshire's largest selection of printer cartridges.
This is the Business Hub podcast. My name's Tom Harland. This comes from Stray FM. While you're on our website, why not check out some of our other specialist shows, which you can find on the Specialist Shows tab. Right, a town we're going to be hearing a lot about over the coming months is a place called Otley. Otley is going to be one of the starting points for the Tour de Yorkshire, so I'm sure it'll be all over the newspapers and Stray FM, of course. But businesses in Otley are also preparing for a big year. Beth Parsons went to Otley, to the Visit Otley offices, to speak to Tom Hatley and Rochelle Aitken about Visit Otley, what they're up to, and in particular, she started by asking about their recent business awards.
We had our second business awards. So about a year ago, we had our first business awards for Otley, which was in Corks, and this year we held it at the Otley Courthouse. So we've gone bigger and better, really, with more people, more awards, and a fantastic whole day event. Really, we started off with the idea that we want to have an Otley business conference in the afternoon, which started around 2:30. and we invited some keynote speakers along to help Otley businesses. So, for example, we had Stephen Rowntree from the Pensions Regulator talking about auto-enrolment and how that's going to affect the small businesses in Otley, with them having to set up pension schemes over the next 2 years. So hopefully that was helpful for them. We also had Leeds City Council, Simon Brereton, came along and talked about how the regeneration and economic development of Leeds City Centre is hopefully going to be benefiting Otley. And he mentioned about how Otley can get involved in different grants and projects that are happening in Leeds. And so we finished off with some marketing about Otley, which I know Rochelle's been working on with the Otley bid. And Steph Lee presented, didn't she, Rochelle?
She did. She did a great job in telling us all about what the marketing team and Otley Bid have been looking at with the promotion of Otley through its events.
It was a fantastic afternoon, and we really wanted to reward the brilliant businesses of Otley. And we've been running a nominations process since January, where all the businesses had a chance to get themselves nominated, or indeed nominate other businesses that they use in the town.
And how many different categories were there?
There were 12 different categories. It ranged from sort of best small business right through to, the first time this year, the best apprentice or trainee award, which was really nice to encourage new people coming into business to learn and develop skills. And then as we always finish the evening, we had a lifetime achievement award given out as well. So yeah, the evening was a fantastic event. We had over 100 business owners there, about 130 people in total.
Oh, brilliant.
We treated them to some curry from local business Jewel of India, who
I'm
did
sure
a
they were
job.
Chuffed.
They were. Well, there wasn't any left by the end of the night, so we know it went down well. We had a Curious Hop there, a local beer shop, which brought along some fantastic cask ale beer. They sold out of that completely. The Otley Courthouse did a brilliant job putting on the event for us, setting up the room. And Jamie Peacock came along as well.
Yes, I saw that famous rugby face.
Yeah, absolutely. Rugby league legends, obviously played for Bradford and Leeds Rhinos, now finished his career. But it was really inspiring to hear him talk about his career and what motivated him. And by his own admission, he said he wasn't the most talented of rugby league players, but you know, he went the extra mile and he got off the bus and basically put playing his career first and made sure that he did more hard work than any other rugby league player to go on to achieve all of the accolades that he did. So I think it really put a spring in the step of businesses, wouldn't you say?
It did. I think everybody walked away from the event not just motivated but really buzzing, and it's great to get that enthusiasm into the town, definitely.
And is it something that's likely to happen again next year?
I think after a long rest, because there's a lot of work that goes into organising the event, and as usual we always try and improve on last year's, and we really did that this year. We're delighted with how it went. So I'm sure I'll probably come up with some wacky ideas, and Rochelle will say, no, Tom, don't do that. Let's just try and keep it simple again for next year and make sure that we put on a good event. So yeah, we're hopeful to have it again for 2017.
But that's absolutely not it for Otley this year. You've got loads of exciting things coming up. Most notably, Tour de Yorkshire is a start point in Otley. The whole race is beginning, the ladies and the men's race. Do you want to tell us what you've got planned for that big day?
Yeah, well, it's on the 30th of April, Saturday the 30th of April, and that is going to be the start of the race. We've got the ladies' race, which starts around 8:15 a.m. and we're really excited. It's just been announced Lizzie Armstead is going to be racing in that. Obviously, she's got the rainbow jersey at the moment as world champion, so it's brilliant that she's going to be there. And then the men's race is due to depart 2:20 p.m. So we've got a whole day of activities, and there's obviously a lot of planning that's leading up to this. From the business's point of view and the Chamber of Trade, we're looking at working with the Otley Bid and the council to really get the town looking its best. We want to put on a show. We want people to come to Otley, see what we're about, and enjoy the whole day. So There's lots going on. We've obviously got the marketplace, which is going to be the main focus, where the podium's going to be, and a big screen, so you get a chance to see all of the riders go onto the podium. You can take pictures, and often you can collect your signatures and your autographs from all the different riders.
Brilliant, okay.
So yeah, that's going to be taking place in the middle of town.
I presume it'll all be decorated, those yellow bikes and the bunting and the flags and everything will be around.
Yeah, there will be. There's lots of bunting going up, and we've got some bikes that are going to be dipped in yellow paint.
Is that what they call it, dipped?
Dipping, apparently. That's the technical term, apparently. So, yeah, we've got that going on. We've actually commissioned, working with local primary schools and secondary schools, some flags to be designed. So we'll have our Yorkshire flags, which people are always pleased to see put up, but we've also got some special designs being done this year as well to go alongside that and complement them flags. And it's not just about the race, obviously. People may have an interest in cycling, but they want a fun day out also. So we've got a family fun park down on Garnetsfield, which is being organised with Otley Town Council. And then we're hoping for sunshine, and I'm sure it'll be delivered.
Yeah, Yorkshire fingers crossed.
Indeed. So we're hoping for sunshine, but I'm pleased to say that we've got the Otley Courthouse, the Otley Rugby Club and Otley Parish Church, who are all having indoor screens. So if it does rain at all, you can nip indoors, get yourself a drink and relax and still watch the race. Although I'm sure the hardy people of Yorkshire won't be put off by a little bit of rain.
There are umbrellas for a reason, yeah.
There are.
Okay, so that's taking place on April the 30th, and it's the start point of the Tour de Yorkshire, and it's a really, really good reason for people to come along to Otley. Now, in the more near future, today is probably the official start day of the Easter holidays, and you've got plenty going on in Otley with regards to fun activities for the Easter holidays.
There's lots happening, as always, and the Otley Courthouse are putting on some fantastic events for family fun. We're talking about movies, arts, crafts, stories, live music. So if you have got children, then there's definitely something there for them to be doing, and we'll encourage you to go to visit otley.co.uk, where you can find out about that event and others, like the live music that's going on at Cork's Wine Bar, perhaps something more for the adults. And there's lots of different initiatives that are always happening in the town. We've got a fantastic Otley in Bloom, and I know that they're always looking for volunteers and helpers. Mm-hmm. And they do a brilliant job decorating our town, and they've won gold awards recently. So you'll be joining a crack team of experts.
All the gardeners are getting itchy now, aren't they? They want to get back out there and get
they
started.
Do. People like me, the fair weather gardeners. Rochelle, is there anything else you can think of that's happening?
Well, certainly at the end of the month, we've got the farmers market in the market square, and also the designer craft fair at Otley Courthouse. That happens on the last Sunday of every month, and it's always packed out. Fresh food and drink there to tempt people's taste buds, and also for the more crafty ones of us, the craft fair's a great place to be.
Do you know what dates they are there on, or where people can go? Because do they happen every single month?
Yeah. For April, it's Sunday the 24th of April, is the farmers market and the craft fair.
Okay, and that's right in the town centre?
Yeah, that's
okay.
Right.
Perfect. Well, thank you very much, both of you. There's absolutely loads going on in Otley, loads of reasons to come and visit. Tour de Yorkshire, not too far away, that's a big one, big date for the diary. Easter, right here, right now, if you want loads of things to do for the kids. And as you say, visit otley.co.uk, all the information that people need.
Yeah, and if they want to find out anything, any businesses in town that want to know more about what they can and can't do for the Tour de Yorkshire, because there are rules about what you can and can't do, we've set up through the Chamber of Trade a Facebook page, which is Tour de Yorkshire Otley 2016. So get yourselves onto that Facebook page, you can post your questions, you can read all the guidance, and hopefully that gives everyone, whether it be visitors or businesses, everything that they need to know to have a fantastic day.
Brilliant. Tom and Rochelle, thank you very much for having us.
Thank you.
Stray FM's Business Hub with Cartridge World Harrogate. Running low on ink? If your cartridge isn't in stock, we'll get it for you.
Thank you for downloading and listening to the Business Hub podcast. My name's Tom Harland, in for James Stanley this week. The final segment of this podcast is HQ Personnel. Now, we are going to find out all about what it's like to be a candidate with a recruitment agency such as Harrogate's HQ Personnel.
HQ Personnel on Stray FM's Business Hub.
We're a local recruitment agency based opposite Harrogate Magistrates Court in Harrogate, and we provide temporary and permanent work. for many local employers based within the region.
Can you give us an example of some of the roles that you might recruit for?
Yeah, sure. Anything to do with an office, primarily. So from junior admin to sales, we do a lot of sales, exec work, field sales, telesales, customer services, PA work, all sorts really. Anything to do with an office, we generally cover.
And if I was somebody who was looking for work, why would I want to come and speak to you about finding a job? How would that help me?
Right, okay. So basically, we have a lot of market knowledge. It used to be years ago that people would contact the job centre. Now it seems more that they would contact a recruitment agency, just because we have a large amount of clients that give us temporary and permanent vacancies to fill. We also work on a consultative basis with our candidates. So if somebody's a little bit unsure, maybe they've been out of the workplace for a number of years, if they've just finished maternity leave, or if they've just left school and they want some advice, then a recruitment agency would be the best place to start your search.
What kind of things would you do for candidates then in that consultative role? Would you kind of help with CVs? Would you
Absolutely.
Help with interview
yeah,
techniques?
Yeah, definitely. Kind of so they would start by coming in to see us. We meet all of our candidates on a face-to-face basis. They'd go through an interview process, which involves filling in an application form, also doing evaluations on our in-house testing system. It sounds a bit scary. It's not a pass or fail situation. It's basically so we can assess their skills to match them to ideal roles. So, for example, if somebody rung us with a temporary assignment and wanted somebody that could type at 65 words a minute, we would be able to evaluate, you know, candidate skills to make sure that they met that criteria. We also test on all the latest word processing packages. So again, if a job specified that they needed somebody who was just competent in Excel, we can evaluate them to check that they are, which basically means we don't mismatch any candidates for roles.
So imagine I've come to you and said, I'm desperate for a job, which could well happen, to be honest. Imagine I've come to you and said, I'm desperate for a job. What tests would I expect to go through?
So if you're looking for sales work, not so much. That would just be a face-to-face interview with one of our consultants. But if it's more on the admin customer service side, a number of our clients, when you're taking orders or inquiries over the telephone, you'd have to be using a computer system. So we would assess your data entry skills. And a lot of people don't have an idea of what sort of speeds and accuracy they have. So it's a real eye-opener for our candidates as well, especially graduates. You know, they may say, well, actually, I've not really worked. I've done a little bit of office experience on a work placement, but they've done their dissertation on computers. So usually they've got really, really fast, accurate typing skills. On the secretarial front, it would be copy typing. So that's your words per minute. And usually we look for around 60 words a minute. But it does give you an idea of how accurate they are as well. You can type at 60 words a minute and make, you know, 75% of that could be mistakes.
Yeah.
So it at least gives us a really good understanding of accuracy as well as speed.
That's interesting, because a lot of people probably don't know quite where they fit on the kind of spectrum of typing speed. Definitely, I bet most people haven't tested unless they've really been in a sort of secretarial role.
Absolutely.
Where often that's a little bit of a badge of honour, isn't it?
Yeah.
But that's an interesting way of kind of getting yourself a bit of a yardstick of where you're at.
It is. I remember doing the assessment when we first got the software myself. And my mum sent me to evening class to learn how to type. And it was just a basic, I really thanked her for it at the time, let me tell you.
I bet.
but it was just a basic typing test that they trained me on. And yet when I assessed myself on our system, I was 60 words a minute. And I wouldn't have said I was that speed. So it is a really good benchmark.
A lot of people, I imagine, come to you and kind of don't know what route they want to go down with a career. Can you help people match up their skills and kind of see what role would suit them best?
Absolutely. We do get a lot of candidates that may want to shift from, say, retail work into an office environment. And again, because they haven't got specific office experience, there's apprehension about that. So we can look at transferable skills. We've had them recently where somebody's been working for a large retailer on the shop floor, but been upselling all of the time. So selling account cards. So
extended warranties and that sort of thing.
That's basically it in a nutshell. We can then talk to them about transferable skills. If they've had that confidence to do that on a face-to-face basis, it may be that we can transfer those sales skills into a telesales role, and we can put them in with our clients that offer training. And we do have a lot of local clients that offer that. But I think that is the bonus about using an agency, just coming and getting that advice. And it is, of course, free for candidates as well. It doesn't cost them anything. So even if they're unsure about what they're wanting to do career-wise, if they're just wanting to sound somebody out on what they could possibly do in the future and what's available, what salary expectations, you know, they have, and if they're relevant, then we can give them that advice.
Absolutely. It seems like a win-win situation for everybody involved, doesn't it? Because a candidate, be they in employment currently or, you know, about to be looking for work or whatever situation they're in, if they come to you for advice, they know you're there in the future.
Yes.
You also have a contact of somebody who you might think is a great candidate and you could help them achieve a higher earning potential or maybe some more workplace satisfaction.
Yeah.
And it's perfect for you as well because you're getting a pool of candidates who maybe aren't ready now, but could be ready in the future.
Absolutely. And on the temp side as well, especially if people are uncertain about what they want to do, it's a great kind of try before you buy. So they can go out and work for employers and see if they like the environment, if they like the role, and it showcases their experience and skills. And a lot of our temps end up getting permanent employment.
And that's almost unique to an agency, isn't it?
Yes.
Because it's very difficult to work as a temp without working through an agency.
Yes.
So it does offer both the employer and the employee a opportunity to try something out for it and see how it fits.
Absolutely.
With no kind of long-term commitment.
No, absolutely.
Which is unique. You can't get that if you apply for a job through a website.
No, you can't. And there's good benefits now. You know, all our temps get holiday pay. So again, it's a definite win-win situation for candidates. Great way to get out there and see what local employers have got to offer.
And of course, with changes to things like pension rules and things like that, all of those benefits that people might worry about if they've been in a long-term employment for a long time, there are still pension schemes and there are still, as you say, holiday pay.
Yeah.
So the risks of leaving a full-time post that maybe you're not happy with aren't as big as they used to be.
No, they're not. We have had situations, don't get me wrong, where candidates have been really unhappy and have left permanent jobs and we found them temporary work. We basically support pensions as well, so our temps can opt into our pension scheme on a weekly basis. So there is that more stability now, most definitely.
So if I was to get an interview for yourselves, it could have been a long time since my last one. Maybe I've been working at a company for 20 years and I haven't done a job interview for very long. Could you help me?
Yes, most definitely. We do have that happen a lot. Certain people might have been, as you say, with an employer for a long, long time and be completely out of touch with what happens in an interview. So yes, we can give help and guidance on things, you know, simple, basic things like good eye contact, a firm handshake, but also competency-based questioning, which a lot of our clients do. So they ask for specific examples of when you've received good customer service, for example. So we can help with all of those points and just make you feel very, very confident when you walk into that interview.
So we're going to talk more about things like interview techniques, things like CVs, things like questions that employers can ask. We're going to look at this from the candidate's point of view and the employer's point of view over the coming months with yourself, Sarah, from HQ Personnel.
Business Hub, key points.
So just sum up for us then, Sarah, why would somebody want to come and be a candidate through a company like HQ Personnel?
Firstly, it's a free service. So even if you're unsure about your next career move, it's a great opportunity to come and have a chat with one of our consultants and see what is going on in the marketplace, what salaries are being paid currently, but also assess your skills so we can give you a good idea of where your skill set lies. We work with lots of different employers within Harrogate and the surrounding area, so we can tell you about all of the various opportunities that we have available.
So if you'd like to find out more about HQ Personnel and perhaps have a look at some of the opportunities available and find out more about maybe meeting one of the consultants to find out more about your employment future, and you can check the website out at hqpersonnel.co.uk.
HQ Personnel on Stray FM's Business Hub. JFM's Business Hub with Cartridge World Harrogate, home to Yorkshire's largest selection of printer cartridges.
Thank you for listening to this Business Hub podcast. You can, of course, download next week's episode from Monday, the 4th of April, and we will have loads more on the show, including more management tips from To Inspire, which are brilliant, by the way. You must listen to that if you work in any form of management. We'll also be hearing from LCF Barber Titley. They are a Harrogate and a much broader, wider reaching law firm than that, but their Harrogate office will be in with us, talking to us about shareholder agreements in the very first LCF Barber Titley story time. Make sure you listen to that next week. Thanks for listening.